My name is Erica Phillips. I'm a journalist turned marketing communications professional with a passion for Black history, which is Canadian history. Not sure who I heard about first, Herb Carnegie, who was denied entry to the NHL because of his race, or Willie O'Ree, who became the first Black man to play in the NHL. When Willie O'Ree of New Brunswick stepped onto the ice in 1958 for the Boston Bruins, he crossed the NHL's color line. Blacks do play hockey. Because hockey is such a large part of the Canadian identity, I chose Willie O'Ree's 50th anniversary hockey card. It's about legacy. It's about presence in the Canadian way of life, and it's been that way for decades. Even though it's been more than 60 years since Willie's historic moment, and more Black men are in the NHL than ever before, they still face taunts and other challenges, and they play right through them with strength and dignity. They persevere. They are Canadian. To me, Willie O'Ree's hockey card, it shows the Black presence in our way of life as a whole. It shows that we are without limits, that we are more than just basketball and hip-hop. It shows history. It shows that we're not new here. I met Willie O'Ree in 2008. I nominated him for a Harry Drome Award because what he did. I still have that photo, the two of us together at the Harry Drome Awards. So I do hold the card dear to me. It's sad what happened to Herb Carnegie, that he didn't make it into the NHL. But he got to see Willie O'Ree play, I believe. It's what Willie O'Ree means to me, overcoming challenges. I've had the card since 2008 when I met Willie O'Ree at the Harry Drome Awards. It was a real honor meeting him. This is a 50th anniversary card. It says 50th anniversary, and it talks about what Willie O'Ree has done since then.